Are you tired of shoveling snow yet, or how about commuting through this slush on the highway? At the rate this winter's going, my house will be buried in snow till maybe May. Even the people who geek out over huge winter snowpacks are saying, we're about to the point where enough is enough.
They have suspended cloud seeding operations in most parts of the state now because we're getting to the point where we don't need to seed the clouds anymore.
That's Mike Styler, director of the State Department of Natural Resources. And yes, they use planes to seed the clouds and encourage snow during the winter. The storm that's blanketed us with this snow the last few weeks, well, it's been piling up the powder, and a lot of it in the mountains. It's enough that Utah Snow Survey Supervisor Randy Julander says, we need to start planning for the possibility of flooding in the spring. He says it's not just Utah with a huge snowpack. It's most of the western U.S.
It is statewide, and it comes all the way from the Sierras, all the way through Utah, and goes up into southwestern Wyoming. North of that and south of that, they're doing reasonably well, but not anywhere close to where we are. We have basins that are over 200% of average right now.
Of course, it's only January, and a lot can change before the snowmelt typically begins March or April.
While we are more than cautiously optimistic, in fact, we are headed for at least a good year, there's still the possibility that things could go exceptionally dry for a couple of months, and we could end up with 130% of average, which we would be thrilled to death to have. On the other hand, we have every indication that this thing could be a fantastic year, one that we'll be able to catch up a lot of reservoirs and bank a lot of water and have some excess perhaps for the Great Salt Lake.
That would be huge since the Great Salt Lake is sitting near a historic low level. Small reservoirs across the state will likely fill, and get this, even Lake Powell could come up a whopping 15 to 20 feet this year. But that's the way things are going. We'll see.